Welcome to my poster on implicit anisotropic magnetic resistivity in the Flash Code. My name is Eddie Hansen, and I'm a postdoc at the Flash Center for Computational Science at the University of Rochester. Implicit resistivity might be the most frequently requested feature from Flash users, so we're very happy to be introducing this new capability. Resistivity appears as part of the electric field in the magnetic induction equation, as shown here on the left. In Flash, the form of the electric field depends on the user's choice of solver. For the purposes of this poster and the test problem that I'll describe later, we only need to consider the isotropic case, although both versions of the anisotropic equations are also implemented into Flash. The motivation behind implementing an implicit solver is a practical one. It can save lots of computational time. Flux-based explicit methods are limited to taking time steps equal to the diffusion time, which can be orders of magnitude smaller than the hydrodynamic time. Implicit methods do not have this constraint and can thus take fewer and larger time steps. This is of great benefit to modeling different kinds of magnetized plasma experiments, and I've shown a handful here in the lower left. The main procedure for this implicit solver follows these steps shown here in the middle. For the sake of time, I won't go into too much detail here. The bare minimum gist of this procedure is that we use hyper to implicitly diffuse cell-centered magnetic fields. We can then update face-centered magnetic fields in a way that preserves solenoidality, and we calculate ohmic heating and update various energy terms that are tracked in Flash. The test problem on the right is a 1D cylindrical problem where all initial conditions are constant except for BZ, which has a radial Gaussian profile. In the figures, we are comparing the explicit method solution, represented by solid lines, with the new implicit method, represented by the data points. We see that the two methods produce nearly identical results in both the magnetic field and electron temperature. When we look at some run statistics, we see that the implicit method ran with significantly fewer time steps. With this particular setup, the explicit method took roughly 46 minutes, and the implicit method arrived at the same exact solution in just 7 seconds. In the immediate future, we will be testing more exotic magnetic field initializations and testing in 2D and 3D to observe anisotropy. At the moment, this implicit solver only works with Flash's uniform grid implementation, so more work is needed to make it compatible with AMR. Thank you for your time.